Now will you notice, verse 2, "For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the heavens." Now God is faithful, and our salvation today rests upon the death of Christ and the faithfulness of God in saving those that will trust Him. That is the important thing for us to note, that it's what God says that's important. It's like that little Scottish lady that I've told you about, that little Scot. She sent her boy away to school, and he came back a skeptic. And at the breakfast table of a morning, she was telling how wonderful God was and His faithfulness and how He'd saved her, and she could be sure of it. And then that son couldn't stand it any longer, and he blurted out and said, "Your little soul doesn't amount to anything. It's very small compared to this great universe. God could forget you, and He wouldn't even miss you." And on he went. And so this Scotch mother kept quiet for a while. She didn't have anything to say. So she finished serving him breakfast. She sat down to eat. He said, "Son, I've been thinking about it. Maybe you are right. It may be my soul doesn't amount to anything. But if I lose my soul, God's going to lose more than I lose." And he says, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "If I lose my soul, you've just said it doesn't amount to much, so I wouldn't lose much. But God's going to lose a great deal. He will lose His word, His reputation. He said He would do it." And may I say to you, friends, God would lose His reputation if He didn't make His covenant good to David. But you see, God is faithful. We can today say it if we can't sing it. The psalmist says, "For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant." Now God says, "I've made a covenant with him." Now I'm going to just lift that out now as I move down in the psalm at verse 5. "And the heavens shall praise thy wonders." Now the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. But the faithfulness of God has more glory connected to it than that. "O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints." And that deserves our praise today, that our God is faithful. And he's still talking about the faithfulness of God, because in verse 8 he says, "O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong God like unto thee? Art of thy faithfulness round about thee?" And don't you get the impression now he's talking about the faithfulness of God? In verse 20, he says, "I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him." Now, God at that time promised him something, and God says, "I'll make it good." God now rests upon what he's promised David. Listen, verse 24. "But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." Horn speaks of his strength.